Real estate educator expert Dwayne Gomers, recognized as a leader in California real estate continuing education for license renewals, notary commissions, provides courses for thousands of Californians to qualify for sales, broker's license, furnishes material to pass the first exam on their first attempt. Dwayne Gomer Education has presented hundreds of live renewal courses back in the day and federal exam prep courses all over California. The quote is, since 1963, we've been in the business of educating Californians on the broad topic of real estate, property management, tax, foreclosure, mortgage lending, and notary. Been approved by the Department of Real Estate, Radio Real Estate, Secretary of State, to produce and present courses and license qualifications renewals. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, the former Navy officer, Dwayne Gomer.
In person.
Was that a good enough introduction?
I think we used up all our time.
Thank you so much
and
for joining me.
Everybody listening knows I wrote it, so it's not...
Well, thanks for joining me, Dwayne. Next time we'll have you on, we'll have more time.
Okay. We just used it up. Go ahead.
The former Navy officer came up because he started off on the phone with me calling me Sir and Mr. Schneidman, so I reminded that he was in the... always polite. Are you going to tell us how old you are now and if you're ever going to retire?
I don't know. Retire is a question. I've read that if you keep working, you live longer. By my age, I will tell you that I was born when Hoover was president, so that was 1931.
Wow. So was Clint Eastwood, I think.
Yes, we are. He's a couple months older. No, he was born in 30, and so we're a couple months older. It's been a while.
Wow. Well, we'll have to...
93 years.
Well, we'll have to plan a interview in 2031 for your 100th birthday. That'll be fun.
I already have a room rented, the Ocar. I was going to do a George Burns and do it on my 100th birthday, do a class at the Orange County Association of Real Estate. So I have the room rented.
You know what? I have a vague recollection of us having this conversation a while back. Thanks so much for joining us. We got some good topics. And back in the day, I remember you used to come up to Santa Barbara and teach live course classes. Was there a time where an agent could go to a live class one day and do all 45 hours?
No. We used to advertise get your credits in one day. So what we did is we did a live agency and a live ethics class, and they had been given homework to take the other hours, the other 39 hours. So what they did is they came in and tested, and when they left, they had their certificate for 45 hours. That was our, we called it the 45 hours in one day, but the state didn't take very kindly to that, and they got a law passed that you couldn't advertise more hours than there are in a day. But the ones we used to really like was years ago, come to Santa Barbara, and we did 6 days at your association, and we did 6 days live with six different instructors, and we had outstanding instructors like Noel Seaman and Gary Watts and all these people, and that was really fun, having students for 6 days in a row.
Didn't Noel Seaman become a president, director of some organization?
No, Noel Seaman at that time was the head attorney at CAR.
Okay.
And so he was the head attorney there. That was it. And then he started his own company, and he taught for us for many years and passed away very sadly, way too early.
Well, you're
on a golf course.
Well, that's the way to go.
Yes.
But I hope his, well, you know what it is? You're living so long, you're taking away everybody else's years. My guess.
Yes, I have. I agree.
My guest, Dwayne Gomer, real estate educator, expert, and I just renewed my license, and because of my age and the number of years in real estate, I won't have to do it again in another 4 years. But Go ahead.
Since I told you my age, what is your age?
I was born during Eisenhower, I guess. I never really thought about that. Who was president in 1956? Was it Eisenhower?
Eisenhower. Yep.
So One of the classes I came across that was new was implicit bias. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, the Real Estate Association CAR pushed and got a course approved, a two-hour course approved for implicit bias. And so it was added to the mandatory group. They didn't increase the 45 hours. They just added this as a mandatory class. And it's just 2 hours kind of supplementing fair housing. The only other change they made that you might have noticed in the fair housing class, and if you take a principles course, we had to put in a video portion now. We had to have something called interactive component. So those are two changes since you renewed your license.
Right, right. Well, I just renewed mine in December of 2023. And in addition to all that, my broker requires a fair housing video to be watched, even though I just mm-hmm. renewed my license. And it was interesting. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had this one attorney for the last few years. He became a guest, Kelly Richardson. Do you know him?
No, I do not.
Well, he is great on fair housing, represents associations.
Well, where is he located?
He's down south somewhere. I don't know if it's Orange County, but he's a good guy to know. I'll give
Kelly Richardson. Okay, let me write that down.
I'll get you his contact information.
I think I can find it.
Go ahead. Some of the questions, we could spend a whole program just talking about some of these questions that seem so simple, so obvious. You wonder why they even have it there. I mean, you could take a 10-year-old kid who never took a class on implicit bias or fair housing, and I think he could guess some of these questions.
I agree. The course questions, obviously the state writes the exam questions for sales and broker. The questions for the renewing course is for the course, they are written by the provider. So I write the questions for our courses, and I have never had them yet question any question. So you can write just about anything you want. And what is my goal? My goal is to have everybody pass. So that's why the questions are a lot less stringent than they should be.
Well, apparently they're good enough because you've never been questioned, and I imagine because you know the business a lot better than most, your questions aren't as inane. Some of the questions were so easy or some of the questions were insanely difficult of one I would never bother to use. It wouldn't be mm-hmm. practical. But So my guest, Dwayne Gomer, real estate educator expert, and you can find him online. Dwayne is spelled D-U-A-N-E, Dwayne Gomer. Anyone ever call you Dwayne, two syllables?
Yes, Dwayne Wade, or my name is spelled many different ways.
I never understood the two-syllable part. So one of the topics you're going to tell us about is gift tax. What's the latest on gift tax?
Well, the latest hasn't changed tremendously, but it does change every year. But the thing that I have found in teaching classes for many years is that the people do not understand gift tax. And I quote one line from an IRS publication that handles gift tax, publication 559, and it says, most people will never pay any gift tax or estate tax. And that's because the exemption is so long. Big. It's $12.9 million per person. So you will never pay any gift tax or estate tax until they total $12.9 million. And as a couple, you could give away you give away over $26 million and never have any tax to pay. Now, you say, well, what happens? I heard that there's a limit each year. Yes, the limit coming year, this year, 2024, the limit that you can give away, you and your spouse can each give away $18,000 to some recipient. But what happens is that if you give it away, there's no tax. Basically, if you give away more than the $18,000, All you have to do is file a little form, one page, with the IRS, and it says, hey, I gave away $100,000 this year, and I could only give away $18,000, so therefore, I gave away $82,000 too much. So take $82,000 away from my $12.9 million, and now I'm, you know, I can only give $12,000 whatever. So that's what people believe. They're never going to pay gift tax until they're going to be giving away $12 million.
Well, what I learned, I kind of knew about the $12.9 million lifetime, but I wasn't clear that the $18,000 a year does not count against the $12.9 million.
No, it does. You have to take it away. If you give away more than the $18,000 each year does not go away from the $12.9. You are correct.
I did not know that. I thought it might. And
no, it doesn't. That's, it does not.
So you can give away as an individual $18,000. If you're a couple, you can each give away $18,000.
And I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it. I'd give away whatever I would want, unless your estate is in the double-digit millions.
Right. And there's no, now you can give away $18,000 to one individual. Can you give away another $18,000 to a second person?
As many as you want.
And it won't count?
It does not count against the $12.9 million.
Very
so
good.
So if you got like my son just had four grandchildren born in a 2-year period, he could give $18,000 away to them every year.
Okay, speaking of gifts, do you have my home address?
Yes. Well, you live in Nirvana. You know, yes, Shangri-La. You don't need any gift. The gift you have is living in Santa Barbara.
I like the way you phrase it. My guest, real estate educator expert Dwayne Gomer, who's based out of what city?
Cota de Casa.
Cota de Casa.
Cota de Casa, yep.
COTA.
Right out, say, Mission Viejo, if you know that area.
Yeah. That's the bigger...
It's like Calabasas Park. I used to live in Calabasas Park when I lived in the valley. And this is also a very nice area, like Blackhawk in Northern California.
Okay. Well, speaking of gift tax, another topic, stepped up in basis. Tell us everything you know.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tom. We can do that, you know, in a very quick situation. Anyway, the one thing is, let me tell it with a real quick speaker story. The other day, my wife said, you know, let's sell one of our buildings on 800. It's a rental of somewhere, say, $800,000. And she said, well, let's sell it. And I said, we can't. The tax would be really high. We'd have to pay tax because we have no basis in it. We exchanged into it. We have no basis. And there's also something to recapture depreciation. So if we sold it, we'd be hit very heavy in taxes. And so she said, well, what will we ever do? I said, well, number one, we never gift it. Number two, we don't sell it. But when I pass away, there's a full step up in basis because we live in California. California is a community property state, one of the 12. And so therefore, we get a full step up in basis. So the day after I die, my wife can sell it for no gain at all.
Yeah, the adage I remember is that the best way to acquire property is to inherit property.
Oh, yeah. Death is great tax planning.
Dwayne Gomer, now you said California is one of 12 states that allow this
community property. Yes.
So it's the community property angle that allows the
community property, and there's only the community property angle allows the 12. So it's really good in that. So you are happy you're living in California.
That's about the only reason I'm happy. My guest, what?
Go ahead. Yes, I agree with you. The reason the reason housing prices are so high is because it's a great place to live. We're buying the weather.
That's true. So, yeah, so the 1 in 12 states, community property, so a spouse dies, the surviving spouse gets the full stepped-up in basis. Now, if she didn't sell it, and X number of years later, it increases in value from 800 to a million, and then she passes, and she gifts, and then
she
one of the children,
gift.
Not gift, I meant to say that one of your children
inherits it.
Then they would inherit the $1 million basis.
Yep, with no basis, no tax.
No tax if they sell.
So the step-up in basis is whether you get it as a son, whether you get it as a friend, whatever you get. And so that's why you want to make certain you talk to a trust so that there's no question at all on it, and it passes to somebody with no probate.
And one thing my sister, the attorney, taught me was when you have a trust, make sure that your insurance policy names the trust as additional insured. Because there was a case where the person died and the person was named as the insured, not the trust, and then something happened and they weren't covered.
Yes. Yes, one of the things when you buy property, you want to make sure there's always a situation where you are named as an additional named insured. Your sister is very bright in that case.
Now, in all cases, actually. And
okay, good.
She might be listening.
Yeah, right. Always.
My
younger or older?
Younger, of course, younger. My guest, real estate educator expert Dwayne Gomer. Now, not to get too in the weeds, but pre-Prop 19, you could, if you died, your spouse dies, and that $1 million rental property was inherited by one of the children, they could also inherit the tax base, the
Correct.
Property tax base, but now that's gone with Prop 19, and...
It's not completely gone.
Will the investment?
That's the confusion part.
But the investment part is gone or no? Investment property?
If you inherit a property, and say 1 to 4, and you inherit a property, and you move into it, and use it as your principal residence, there is no step up in the assessment.
Of the property taxes.
That's what we're talking about.
Right. I just want to clear it up for the listeners, because we were talking about the basis for capital gains.
Completely two different topics.
Right, right. So I just wanted to make clear. So I knew that if you, even though the new Prop 19 passed, I knew that a child could inherit the family home, and if he made it his primary residence, he could transfer the low tax base. And at the same time, he would get the same, it would be stepped up in value as we were talking about, right? In terms of
yes.
capital gains.
Yes, they get both, yes.
And, yes. But I didn't realize, thank you for teaching me, that if you own 1 to 4 units, they can still inherit
Move
your property tax.
Their principal residence, uh-huh.
Well, you know what? That was worth the price of admission right there. Right there.
Okay.
That's
okay. The other, go ahead.
Well, you were going to name another facet of Prop 19?
Yeah, Prop 19. Everybody, you know, condemns it.
Hey, Dwayne, let me interrupt you. Let's take a commercial break. I wasn't sure if we were going to fit everything in one segment. Let's take a commercial break. Come back with Dwayne Gomer, real estate educator expert. And we'll finish up on some nuances of Prop 19. I know a lot of people blame realtors for Prop 19, which is not correct. And then maybe we could also hit that topic about new foreclosure rule. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.